Glory to God forever. Jesus is alive. Amen. He's the Son of God and the Lord God Almighty. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time as we are so grateful to be yours. Precious Jesus, thank you for everything that you have done for us and are doing for us now. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Just very, very short message. I want to just share as recent messages, as I've been saying, that man was born to fellowship with God. His presence and glory is so wonderful and beautiful, he can't be put into human words. This is what man was born to do, and everyone who makes it to heaven will fellowship with him forever. Amen. And real fellowship with him is actually in the fourth phase of knowing him, which is the anointing. Every believer has the anointing within them, the glory of God. If they just receive God, that's all they have to do, and continue on with him. And if they hear the gospel, it's receiving Jesus Christ. Amen. And they continue on with him. It's so wonderful. It's just so incredible that God offers himself in totality, and his presence and glory is everywhere on the earth. Everywhere. Everywhere we go, believe it or not. But most of us completely miss that, but it is that simple. Just as the sunlight and the air are all around us and literally give us life in the natural, same thing with the presence of God, literally. But the key is in the spiritual realm. It's a much higher realm. It's the eternal realm. It's what's the only thing that's important. Okay, so if someone says no to him, they're missing out on being spiritually alive and knowing God. Okay, those who receive him have the opportunity to go through the phases of knowing God and to experience his glory and majesty. Okay, I gotta say this, there's also someone's eternal destiny depends on this. That's how serious it is. Those who say no to God, to Jesus Christ, will end up in hell, the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Those who receive him, glory to God, they spend eternity in heaven in glory, fellowshipping with their Savior and with their Father. Amen. It's that simple. Now, I want to continue on this in this series because it's so important to look at the big picture, to really let the Holy Spirit reveal these things to us and change us. It's only He can do that. He's God Almighty. He's Jesus Unlimited, as a great man of God said. I want to add this. Here's something that reveals God's love and mercy. 1 Samuel chapter 2, God says, "He who honors me, I will honor. He who despises me shall be lightly esteemed." This is amazing. That when someone who despises God, God doesn't despise them back. He just lightly esteems them. This reveals God's love and mercy. As you know, we who find Jesus and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit reveals God's love and mercy, doesn't he? I mean, reveals Jesus Christ who died for us, who came to the earth, who now is interceding for us, that Jesus is the exact representation of God's nature and the image of the invisible God. It's just this glorious revelation of God Almighty. It's so incredible that God Almighty, so powerful, so awesome, we cannot go directly to Him because His glory is too much. He said, "No man can look upon me and live." I mean, that's let's be practical here. This is this. Billy Graham revealed this. It's a fascinating thing. You know, God had a dilemma when he created man. It's like, so God has the perfect plan. He came to earth as one of us, a human being, lived like us, sent his son to the earth, died for the world, and now the Holy Spirit, his spirit. Reinhard Bonnke said, God set up the perfect plan that we never could have thought of. He sent the Holy Spirit, and every person on the earth can have a full relationship with God Almighty forever. This is amazing. And so, one of the, I think, parallel truths and patterns we see is how God has justified himself to the world fully and so completely and in totality. Like, everything that we see reveals that. Of course, in the Bible, that, for example, that one verse that I just mentioned, 1 Samuel chapter 2, something that, you know, that reveals God's great love and his mercy and his compassion, his how gracious he is. And Jesus similarly said, he's kind. God is kind to the unthankful and evil people. So, giving the Holy Spirit to the world, you know, is one of the preeminent examples of how God has justified himself to the world. So, he's given himself in totality to every person, and he's made it easy and simple. I'll finish up with this. Because his glory and presence is everywhere on the earth. Everywhere we go, he's there. Literally, all over the earth, and then his glory fills all three heavens. And now people, of course, fire all these objections at him, but I want us just to let the Holy Spirit can reveal these wonderful and eternally profound yet simple truths that can transform us, that his presence and glory is everywhere on the earth. Amen.